following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
It's that time to go and get and catch your baseball caps. On backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Santa dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're going to thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, how are you this morning? Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, Doug's out today. I'll just start it off there, and I've got a special treat for all of you. One of our favorite people that we enjoy dearly having on our radio program every week during the fall, and most of the summer, really, once we get started up, is Bob Jensen from Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, all the way from the worldwide headquarters in Central City, is joining us in studio today, and we are really, really thrilled, Bob, that you said yes to the invite.
Tony, at the rate of pay that I'm receiving for this, there was no way I could say no. And I'll be honest, replacing Duda doesn't bother me much because there's not much we're missing out on there. But to know that I have to step in the shoes that were once filled by Seth Blank, really, I got a lot of pressure today. A lot.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to withstand that pressure. And
well, I think we'll be able to use words longer than six letters. We don't have to dumb it down like we did for Seth. So we'll see how it goes.
Bob, obviously, people are excited. This is the time of year we start to make that transition. And over the weekend, I told you before the show, the kid may have saved the Shrine Bowl single-handedly. Tyson Brockmeyer in the performance. I told you, frankly, I lost interest in the Shrine Bowl a number of years ago in an epic 15-12 battle. Which everything was field goals, and that was because the wind blew out of one direction. They were all at the one end, and it just really did nothing for me. Tyson Brockmeyer, you were there. You got a chance to see the display. The kid has it.
Yeah, he does. He's got it. The it factor is a real deal, and it doesn't translate into 6'1", 180, or throwing for 2,500 yards in a season. It's when you watch a guy on the field doing his thing. And, Brockmeyer is a transcendent high school athlete. And, Tyson was really good as a sophomore. He stepped in as a skinny little sophomore, did a good job. As a junior, he was an all-stater. And he was, I guess, what I would consider a traditional all-state quarterback. He was really good. He looked like a high school player that was really good. Well, every time that he stepped on the field last year, something spectacular happened. Now, granted, you know, he did have a really nice set of receivers at Aurora last year, and Coach Hubert was, you know, willing to turn him loose. And you know, I love watching Tyson throw the ball downfield. He does a great job with that, which is going to translate to the next level. And you add it all up, and he was just lights out. I mean, he was lights out last year. And, you know, one of the saddest things that's happened in my memory in high school football is I was there the night that Tyson got hurt. And knowing that there was a real good chance he wouldn't play in that semifinal game against Crete kind of made you kind of sad. But, you know, it turned out that day Aurora played a great football game and still almost won. But Tyson Brockmeyer's right there with anybody who's played that position in Nebraska football, certainly in the last decade.
You know, and we go back to last week when we talked to Coach Hubert, and I made a comment about, you know, doing it one more time with Tyson the way the season ended. And I didn't mean that as you lost. I meant that as you did not have him when you went to the battlefield that night. The general was not there. And having that opportunity had to be a highlight for one last time, and then to put up the numbers against the type of, you know, before the show we said it. If you can throw the ball in high school football, Bayard had a passing offense, nice quarterback. You know, I'm not sure they have receivers. You know, these smaller towns, even the size of Aurora, not all the time do you have somebody on the outside. They did that at Aurora. They kind of changed things. People have trouble covering that. If you can go down the field, people are open a lot of the time. And if you got a quarterback like Tyson, he can hit them, whether you're playing Aurora or whether you're playing the Shrine Bowl against some awfully talented defensive people.
Yeah, well, that's just it. You know, playing at Aurora, he had three or four really good receivers. The one that most people probably remember is a kid named Matt Grosshands, who was just lights out, 26 yards a catch or something like that, an all-stater in his own right. You know, but down there, you're right, you got to work with some really good receivers. If I'm not mistaken, Cole Spurgeon was his leading receiver. Well, Cole was an all-state basketball player, too. You know, there's just a lot of talent. And you slot a guy like that, like Brockmeyer, who is just so good with people around him, you know, explosive things are going to happen. And you're right, scoring 41 points at the Shrine Bowl, it really did. It breathed some life into a very important football game, actually.
I could not agree more, and I think any time you're throwing, I mean, they've tried to dumb down the defense and say, you guys can't blitz. We got to just put the old fullback over the 34. Okay, that'd be the three back through the four. Okay, got it, on two. Okay, I can run that offense. I can't run what they did on Saturday night, and I assume Randy Hubert couldn't have probably got his offense installed without his own quarterback there. But to score 41 points, if you get 120 yards receiving, there's been games in the Shrine Bowl. That's what Sturgeon had for the leading receiver, 8 catches, 120 yards. There's been Shrine Bowls, 120 yards. You could combine the teams. They didn't throw for 120 yards.
Yeah, well, obviously that's a huge advantage. Coach Hubert, you know, who I talked to last week, you know, he said, I think we'll probably stay with the sets that we ran at Aurora. Gee, I wonder why that was. Well, so now you've got an offense that's difficult to defend. I mean, we've all seen that spread, that read option thing. You know, it's a tough offense to defend, even if you don't run it to perfection. But the thing that fascinated me, the very first play, I couldn't help but notice, there was Tyson Brockmeyer bellying the ball to Jimmy Forsyth, Mr. Football from 2010. That's a nice place to start your offense right there.
And then really he was took a back seat to all that went on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you can take a talent, that's a good point. If you take a talent like Jimmy Forsyth, who just like Tyson Brockmeyer, those might be two of the, I don't know, I don't want to get too melodramatic, but two of the nicest, most well-rounded, well-respected kids I've ever interviewed. When you can make the one guy just disappear, basically, and then go on and complete 30 of 37 for 371 and five touchdowns, that's a full night's work.
Yeah, the four different receivers. So it's one thing on the outside, if you're Randy Moss is out there and he's got 13 catches for five touchdowns and he's spreading the ball all over the place. A lot of people got to get involved. Okay, this game, as great as it was, the talent level in Nebraska football across the board, everybody will say this year, there's some really good players. There's really good players every year. But from what it normally is, down a little bit of a, I would say across the board, this would have been a C year, very average year. You didn't have five, six kids, and you're like, oh, gosh, Division I talent that everybody's talking about. This upcoming year, your publication will go to print on the 17th of June.
We'll be done the 17th.
We'll be done.
It'll be released about the second week of August.
Right. But it'll go to print. There's some time there.
Yes.
You've got a lot of the publication done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You think the talent upgrade in this year's class, now, I don't know if it's an A+, but it's certainly better than this year?
Well, it is at the top end for this reason, and I don't know. And again, I'm not a scout by any stretch, but last year the two players I most wanted on my team at the start of the year in Class A were both 5'11", 185. One of them was Jimmy Forsyth, who turned out to be Mr. Football. He was great at Burke as a quarterback. The other one, kid by the name of Quentin Urban, another one of those it guys who played so many different positions and did so many things, maybe stats don't do him justice. Well, this year, we've got a lot of really nice-looking big linemen. And it's going to be a different kind of class. I mean, Burke's got a couple kids that immediately come to mind. They're both returning All-Staters. Hunter Greer, he's 6'6", 295. Reese Morgan, who recruits Nebraska for Iowa, told Paul Lamangi, the coach at Burke, he said, you know, this kid's got a pro body right now. We really like what we see. This kid's got a lot of untapped potential. And then, you know, right next to him is a kid by the name of James Anderson, another All-Stater, 6'3", 300. There's a kid at Papillion named Dylan Utter. You know, you get here locally, a guy that a lot of people are going to want to see, and he's the real deal, is Kai Wolf down at Alma. You know, another 300-pounder, 6'3", 300 pounds. He's athletic enough. And, you know, he's gonna get some Division I looks. He's not on the same level as those other kids. But that's symptomatic of what we're seeing right down the line. We've got good big linemen. And we haven't even talked about our friends at Howells, who will have the best line that D2 has ever seen this year.
Why do we got to play this season? You give them another trophy, and I'll go back to saying that team at Sargent, I love Mike, I love everything they do there. That was a damn good football team,
No chance. No chance.
And they run that. I still don't know. It's a toss sweep. It's not that hard, but it goes for 13 yards every time they run it. There's no, it's not like you're doing a double reverse every third play and, oh, our safety fell down again. It's the same steamroll effect just time and time again, and it's going to happen again this fall.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be it is. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. It's just one of those things where, you know, Coach Kozel knows what he's doing. He's been in the finals three times. You know, he's been around the block. That team was clearly as good as anybody else. I interviewed the three kids from Howells, the three All-State seniors, here a couple weeks ago, and I just asked them. Now that I think about it, I may have asked them off the record, but that was up there, and I don't know if that counts for here, Tony. So I will tell you
okay. That
they said Sargent was really good, but they knew that they could just control them. They just could. I mean, was Sargent as good as Giltner? They said they were kind of about the same team. And that would have been a great game. If we could have Giltner and Sargent play, you know, do like you said, give Howells the trophy in the pregame presentation, pat him on the head, have him set up in the stands, and have
you
Giltner
go to Texas, you can play at Cowboy Stadium, you play their eight-man champion.
Yeah, they're really good. And you know, we'll get to that. But again, those kids are 6'5", 6'4", 245, 265. They're good.
John Natawa, by the way, from the Omaha World Herald, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. You've had the weekend to digest through Darren Erstad hire, whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it. I got to the point, I guess, with the Darren Erstad deal. I'm going to quick question what Tom Osborne does. He's been awful successful making decisions at the University of Nebraska. And okay, if he liked Darren Erstad and he was a character guy he was looking at, I guess he's the next coach. We'll see what happens. But we'll talk to John about that. I just had to start with you being the czar of high school football and going and seeing so many players to start with Tyson Brockmeyer and the Shrine Bowl. Everybody's interested in the Major League Baseball draft, which starts tonight. It's not going on. Don't worry, you haven't missed Bubba Starling getting selected at 10:30 this morning because the deal doesn't start till tonight. Many people, including the article in the World Herald, thought that he would receive roughly $7 million as one of the Scott Boras, you know, that they will hold out until nearly August 15th. If it's $7 million, there's no way the kid plays a down of football at Nebraska. I don't know. All you got to do is look at Logan Ehlers, and he's got to have $800,000 written on his wall and throwing up every time he sees that. I still, Garrett Cole, the right-handed pitcher from UCLA, will be the number one pick for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Royals select five. Everybody thinks the Royals did a better job of researching talent like Aaron Crow, that many people think is going to be the next superstar closer at the major league level. He fell to them at 12. The Royals, being a backyard kid, a lot of teams would have probably overlooked this kid. The Royals did not. Many people think that the Royals at number five will select Bubba Starling, and that will end the hopes and dreams of Husker fans that thought that he was our Heisman Trophy winner for 4 years in a row.
Well, I will say this much. You talk to a lot of the same people I talk to, and I don't know if it's just whistling by the graveyard, but there seems to be a lot of people who think that there's actually a better than 50-50 chance that he will bypass professional baseball. But why? If you can cash for $7 million, which is just a tick less than what I'm making for this single appearance on, you know, Doug and Daddy, you can come back and play quarterback later. Look at the guy from Oklahoma State. He's, what, 43, 45 years old, something like that. He came back, and he fulfilled his college dream of playing football with a nice, tidy check in his back pocket.
With the paid house.
Yeah.
Not worried about the...
Kind of like signing with Ohio State, I bet, or Ohio State. But I'm just saying, I don't have any proof of that. Actually.
No, very, very similar. Yes, very similar. That's been dominating the headlines. When are we going to get to talk football? I mean, is it going to start here, and that's going to be an afterthought?
Well, eventually. I mean, because, you know, the sport rules, but people love tasty headlines, and it's just with the fall of Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker, people love it when the preacher goes down, and it's one of those things where, obviously, the former head coach at Ohio State said one thing and did the other, and, you know, people have been waiting for him to slip up because he's, you know, he portrayed himself to be above it all, only to find out that he was just as dirty as the next guy. And really, while I don't like to necessarily pat, you know, fellow members of the media on the back, there's enough of that going on in any press box you're ever in. Chattel's column on Sunday, I thought was outstanding regarding Tressel and the whole mess. And, you know, again, if you're going to portray yourself as the senator and you know, you've got to be able to live up to that.
We had him on. We had Jim Tressel on the radio show coming to do the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that's great. There's a lot of people that are. All the people releasing statements, head coaches. Well, he's a great guy and an honorable. Oh, apparently, no, he's not. I mean, the accusations coming out. Apparently, the guy's a sociopath that. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know this is a very extreme example, but Hitler built a great system of roads.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
he just did some other things that weren't right.
Yeah. There was a couple holes in his resume, but the thing is with Tressel, I mean, he obviously has done a lot of good. You know, I guess I was talking with my wife about that. You know, the thing is that it would be a lot like finding out Tom Osborne had done the same thing and how we would feel here. I mean, you know, they both have a lot of the same characteristics, you know, in the public. And obviously, don't even say what you're thinking. But, I mean, I'm just saying that the shock value for those people in Ohio has got to be off the charts because they thought this was not only their guy for the moment with the championship and the owning Michigan and all that kind of thing. But, they, you know, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of career ahead of him if he ever gets hired again.
You're right. The legend in 10 years, had this deal continued, had the record stayed the same, You know, and in the second half of the show, we can get into this more about ESPN publicizing these kids when they sign on the dotted line. And, you know, Terrell Pryor probably wasn't all that great of a kid before he went to Ohio State. You know, and the immaturity shows up in the first press conference, you know, when he said, whether I made mistakes or not, you all are still here. All right. Thanks, Terrell. You just endured yourself to a whole lot of nobody. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like that. But it kind of goes back to the talk shows. It goes back to us, and Tyson Brockmeyer is a different deal because he wasn't getting recruited by, it wasn't a battle that he had to wait to make his decision. But some of these people, you know, the kid that picked South Carolina, you know, the defensive end that waited till all the, you know, after the signing day and more, you know, we got 38 television cameras and let's do it live on, you know, national TV. That feeds into these, you know, feeds into everything that's going on, and a lot of these problems stem from it.
As somebody who works for Rivals.com, in another little portion of my portfolio, yeah, there's a certain amount of responsibility on the part of the media. You know, the thing is that in a lot of cases, the media is pretty reactionary in general. I mean, they're going to feed. They're going to feed the lion, okay? If people want a certain thing, then they're going to get a certain thing. And right now, people are really excited about, you know, hearing about sports in general and sports people in particular. And it is different. I can only speak for myself. You just cover high school kids different. You don't let them say stupid things. You don't print stupid things that they say. You don't attack high school kids. You don't attack high school coaches. That's all off limits. But we're getting to the point where that's not the case. And that bothers me a lot.
Hey, we're going to take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, John Tatawa from the Omaha World Herald. Talk about Bubba Starling. Talk about all that's going on. Major League Baseball draft, the hiring of Darren Erstad, and more back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Your home for the College World Series is right here.
Into the right field corner. He's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the dogs!
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
As sunny skies continue for our area today, we'll top off at about 97 for a high. South winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low of 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 84.
Get, 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 get. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta 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 get, get. Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show. It's the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Preferred member days go on at Complete Nutrition. This happens to be, well, the first Monday of the month, folks. 22% off exclusive weight loss products. I need those. Sports Nutrition, I need those. Vitamins, herbs, we all need those. They've got them at Complete Nutrition. Their focus is asking you the right questions to get to you the right products to help you reach your goals. It comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or muscle mass. Nobody doesn't like Complete Nutrition. 22% off everything. You can call them today, 308-338-1FIT. That's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663. CompleteNutrition.com. I got trained professionals deal with this stuff every day.
Tony, why is it whenever, now here I am live, but more than occasionally it would seem when I'm just, you know, coming on in the fall, I'm always following a hair commercial or a weight loss clinic. I don't understand that.
That is strange, isn't it?
It is ironic.
Merit organizes that stuff. And like a hint, get a hint.
I was going to say that. That hurts.
You know, let's talk to a skinny member of the media.
Yeah, there we go.
John Ottava from the Omaha World Herald. John, how are you today?
Feeling pretty good. I would say skinny is a good way to describe me. Pretty trim. probably need to put on some pounds.
John, I hate you before we get much further.
John, great to catch up with you. You've had a full weekend now. What is the response from Husker fan out there? That's now not the initial reaction. What is the normal beat of the Husker baseball fan with the Darren Erstedt hire?
You know.
All right. Or maybe people just hung up on John. I don't know. Maybe we'll effort John right back. I'm here on the Doug and Daddy Show to get his thoughts. And I think immediately people were – I think the initial reaction was, why did it have to be so soon? Were there other – You know, you're hearing all these big-time names, assistant at Arkansas, assistant at South Carolina, defending national champion. Randy Mazey, the TCU pitching coach that turned it around in East Carolina Pirates program, and after been there 3 years, super, regional, appearances, done all that. Kayla's going to go with a guy in our own backyard that has no coaching experience. But then you look at who it is, and I think a lot of people probably – probably said, okay. John, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. We lost you. Lost a few. But here, this is my take is that I thought it was kind of split between the fan base just initially. I thought that there was a section of the fan base who had followed Darren Erstadt's career, who, huge fans of Erstadt when he was a player here. And they love the hire just because of the name hire and the fact that they know Erstadt well and they're supporters of Erstadt. So I think from that section has been pleased and is still pleased. And I think there is another portion of the fan base, which I think is now warming up to the fact that Darren Erstadt is now the new baseball coach. But I think that this other section was kind of hoping for maybe a splash hire with somebody who was proven, who was experienced in the college baseball landscape, who, people who followed the sport and knew of a reputation with the sport. So I think they're kind of looking for Nebraska to kind of go for broke here and make a splash within college baseball. So, I think fans will warm up. As soon as they get to know Darren, I don't think it's going to take long. Obviously, he has a win because the Nebraska fans, that's usually what they care about the most. He's got a win. But I think, eventually once you listen to this guy talk, listen how confident he is, how much he loves Nebraska, I think fans will warm up to him pretty quickly if they haven't already.
You know, the big-time names out there that everybody was hearing, it's one thing to say you're interested in the job. It's another thing to come here and see the facilities and be wowed by the facilities. And then at behind all the scenes, when you go home to your wife, when you go home to your family and say, hey, I'm leaving TCU or I'm leaving Arkansas to go to the Big Ten. And there's got to be some shock. How much of it was we're really interested in, yes, if the job was offered to me, Todd Butler, Randy Mazey, those big names out there, we certainly would have taken it. And how much was, well, we're interested and we'll see. But at the end of the day, maybe like the weather in the South and what's going on with the conferences we're in.
Right. I'm going to be honest with you. I think all the names that popped up over the last couple weeks of guys who were interested are guys who would have seriously considered the job. And the two names you mentioned, those were rumored. Todd Butler, I know for a fact, interviewed for the job. So you don't interview if you're not seriously interested. So, you know, I kind of misjudged a little bit where Nebraska sits in the college baseball landscape, talking to a lot of different coaches over the past couple weeks. It's a premier job. It still is. I mean, you knew with this hire they weren't going to go out and get the big names, the Brian O'Connors of the world. It doesn't carry that kind of reputation. But one of the best northern jobs in the country. So, and like you said, the facilities, everyone's wowed by the facilities when they come here. You got a new practice facility that's going to be open in September, which helps combat the whole weather issue. And it's just the fact that you're playing in the Big Ten, which is obviously notoriously down for baseball. So you have the chance to dominate the league and kind of get that automatic NCAA tournament bid every year. So there's a chance, you know, there's a chance to still maintain your level of dominance here in Nebraska. And I think that was appealing to a lot of coaches.
I guess when you look at things and the assistant coaches, everybody's expecting Will Bolt to be named on this staff. Is that what you're hearing still? And how soon are we looking at those things happening?
Definitely. It's all signs are pointing to Will Bolt being hired any day now. You know, with that announcement, I think it's the final paperwork is just being completed before Nebraska's going to make that official. Darren Erstadt mentioned, I think, last week that he wanted to get this whole thing done within a week. Haven't heard a lot of names popping up, but I know he wants to get a pitching coach. And obviously, whoever he hires, he wants him to be a pretty experienced recruiter, a stud recruiter, he described. So he wants it to be completed with the process within the next week. So, you know, I'm assuming any day. I'm just going to keep working the phones and see what we can find out. But it's any time now.
Any other names other than Will Bolt out there for these positions?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's actually been pretty quiet. Erstadt has meant he told me that he's talked to professional scouts and guys that he knows who have ties to college baseball, and he's targeted a few guys, but he obviously wasn't going to share any names. And actually, none have, from what I've my reporting over the weekend, none have popped up yet. So I'm assuming that they will once they get closer down to the end of the process. But at this point, rumors are swirling around the assistant coaching hires yet.
John, obviously the big piece of the news of the day really is Bubba Starling. You've been following that too. Any chance he ever puts on a pair of shoulder pads?
It seems like every article I read that they kind of get more in depth now as reporters have spent more time with the family, more time with Bubba, gone down there to Gardner, Kansas, and met some of his close family relatives and friends. Every article I read, kind of, it seems like there's more of a chance. I would say 6 months ago when I first was, started looking deeply into the story, I was like, well, there's no chance at all. How can you turn down $5 million signing?
Well, that's fine. John Natala, Omaha World Herald. That's the second time we've dropped the call, but...
Oh, well, my take on that whole thing, because I'm like everybody else from Nebraska. When I read that article, what I want to read is he's got a chance of playing football at Nebraska. Well, that's exactly what Scott Boras wants everybody to think. There's a chance he's going to play at football at Nebraska unless you give him $7 million. That's just a conspiracy take on my
They listed, and it's one thing if you're going in the top 10, they've listed in the World Herald yesterday the number one picks for the last 5 years, all the way to the number 10 picks. I mean, it goes back to in 2006, the number 10 pick, Tim Lincecum, been pretty good.
Worked out.
It's worked out well for the Giants. And there's some great names. But if you're going back, the top five pick last year was Drew Pomeranz from the Cleveland Indians. He got 2.65. But the tools which Bubba Starling has, and there's articles – they say that Boras will want $7 million, and John joins us. John, go ahead with your finish your thought, would you?
Well, my thought was just that Bubba's one of. I think he's a unique kid. Obviously, he's a unique athlete, and the articles talk about his talents in three different sports, and he's got a legend in Kansas right now that high school legend. So But the kid is well grounded. He seems to have a good perspective on everything. Obviously, his parents seem to be pointing him towards college. I really think that that it's not an automatic decision. You know, once he gets drafted eventually, and the money, the contracts put in front of him, I think he's really going to sit down and look at it. And Nebraska, hey, has a real shot to try to convince him, to try to persuade him. He's going to be on campus. He's coming in July, and he'll take part in perhaps 2 weeks of fall camp before the August 15th deadline. So Nebraska has a chance to make its pitch. Hey, Bubba, this is what your life's going to be like here in Nebraska. These are the facilities you're going to be working out with. Here are your teammates. This is what it's like to be a college football player. He loves college football. He's said that many times. So, you know, every time I read an article about Bubba, and it seems to be more in depth about what kind of person he is and what his likes are, what his dislikes are, it just seems like it's opening up a greater window of chance for him to stay in Nebraska. What with that said, the chances are still slim, because like you guys were talking about, the money with these signing bonuses is out of control. So you know, $5 million, $7 million, whatever it ends up being, that's really hard to turn down. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, the other Nebraska baseball player that people are talking about, Cody Ashey. Not many people realize that he led the Big 12 with 12 home runs this year. Was second in RBIs, I believe. He's going to be picked probably not tonight, but certainly tomorrow, many people expect. John, what are you hearing on that front as high as he could go?
Yeah, I think most of the mock drafts and the draft projections have him in the second round at the earliest. Most of them, I'd say most likely he's a third-round guy, maybe a fourth-round guy, but top 10, top 15 third baseman in the draft right now, so... Like you said, the numbers that he put up in the Big 12, that's not a joke, because the Big 12 is one of the best conferences in the nation for baseball. So 12 home runs, led the Big 12 in home runs, and second in RBI. I think it was 12th in batting average, and obviously carried the Nebraska offense, which struggled at times, but he didn't. He was a constant force. So I talked to him last night, and he's trying his best not to make any early predictions as to where he's going to go. He's saying, okay, I have this decision I have to make, but I don't want to start speculating right now, because that doesn't do you any good. If you start trying to come up with an idea of where you might go, then all of a sudden you get drafted and then everything will change. So he's like, well, I'm not going to waste my time doing that. I'll just wait for Tuesday. I'll see where I'm drafted. So that's kind of where he's at. And I don't know. I think it's going to be hard. Again, it's hard to turn down the money and turn down the chance. In baseball, it's one of those things, man. If you get a chance to get your money and get on a professional team, it's really hard to turn that down.
John, we appreciate your thoughts this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's do it again real soon. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. Have a good one, guys.
John Ottawa from the Omaha World Herald. One of the really nice guys out there as far as when we get a chance to go to press conference and stuff. John always has. You know, there's some of those people always moping around and pushing people out. It's a Sipple. Yeah. Kind of a bully. Yeah. John, yeah. No, Sipple's not really a bully.
No, I hope not. I hope not. That probably wouldn't go well for him. actually. Sipple is a unique individual. I think we can leave it at that.
Yes. You know what? We love dealing with all these guys. John's one of the really good guys out there, and he's done a great job following this Erstad hire and following all the names out there that released him. I still think it was a stretch. Maybe Butler would have been interested. Maybe Dave Van Horn was enough of a selling, hey, I've had some success there. You can do it there. I know what it takes. I can give you the blueprint. Maybe there was more. Maybe those guys were really interested, but Darren Erstad's a guy. And, you know, college baseball is one of those things. You get a couple, three pitchers, and maybe Logan Ehlers is that guy. I mean, he's got two more years to develop back to we'll see if the $800,000 is gone and vanished forever. But if you get on a roll, Fresno State was able to do it and make a run all the way to the national title. You get a Dan Johnson. You get a Matt Hopper, two guys that pan out for you really well in power roles. You get some scrappy youngsters that want to play Darren Erstad type of baseball. You get some base stealers. You can parlay this deal into a team, especially in the Big Ten. You get on a roll, build some confidence. You might go through that Big Ten and be 37-6. I mean,
Tony, you got a guy that loves the University of Nebraska. He is a world champion. He is a multiple-time All-Star. He wants to be there more than anything else. He's got here in the last 5 minutes, we've been talking about these great facilities that we've got in Nebraska that are going to be even greater in the fall when that practice facility gets done. You're going into a conference that everybody talks about how weak it is. It should set up for Nebraska. We'll see. My confidence in Nebraska baseball at this particular moment, not real high. But still, I mean, you add that all up. And plus, we've been terrible. We've been terrible in the Big 12. To me, I think this is a knockout is what this is. If you're going to fail with a guy that is fully committed to your school. And he's got every chance to be great. We'll see what happens.
Well, they're probably being great down there because they probably get their equipment in Mississippi Sports, the downtown Kearney Center, I'm guessing.
Oh, I don't doubt that, Steve. Probably set them up real nice.
All the travel teams, all your hats, your uniforms, your travel bags, they've got it all. What are you talking, baseball, softball? You got your bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, leggings, my personal favorite. I've got all different colors of leggings. They continue.
And you look nice in them, Tony.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to fit in like the other guys. That's what I like to do. So I wear my leggings and my baseball pants around. They've got all, you know what, maybe you need a tee and some wiffle balls for the batting cage. You want 50 wiffle balls? They'll order them in. They probably don't have 50 wiffle balls sitting there, but you know what? 3-4 days later, they'll get you all the wiffle balls you need. The tee will be set up. Kids will be banging away in the cage. There you go. Mississippi Sports will do it all for you. Three different styles of Bison basketball unit. Check them out today. All the shoes, all the stuff. Maybe you need some walking shoes. Maybe you need some jogging shoes. It's summer here. It's 97 today. Summer is here, folks. Get your running shoes, Misco Sports, in the downtown Kearney Center. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue for our area today, we'll top off at about 97 for a high. South winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low of 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 84.
In the night, I hear him talk, a cold story.
I'm back midway out of your broadcast booth. Hassle-free pricing in Midway, whether you're talking Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They've got a lot of different varieties for you. They've got what you need. You feel confident that you got the best price. You don't have to waste your time with grueling negotiations. They're just going to tell you the price. That's what it is. You're going to look at it. You can go home and do all the research you want. You're going to go, wow, that's a fair deal. Midway Auto Group. They're doing it all. They're waiting for you down there. Think Midway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Bob, there's, you know, this is a time of year, which you're so involved, but after your book goes to publication, many people don't realize, you don't think, gosh, he probably does it all in the summer, you know, getting ready. This is a springtime project for one of the truly great high school publications, really, and it gets better every year because it gets bigger and better every year. And I think the word is out on the street now. The number of coaches that respond to you is really second to none. I mean, when you go to other states and see high school publications, there's just some high school coaches that roll their eyes and that goes in the trash. That doesn't really happen to you a lot.
It takes a little work to finish things off, but by and large, we have their attention. I think they know what our intentions are and how we do it. Again, we're Johnny Sunshine when it comes to covering sports. I'm not interested in the dark side. I'm not interested in bad news. We don't even keep track of interceptions for quarterbacks. You know, we want to try and pump these kids up a little bit and their performances and all that. And it's
I did not realize you don't keep track of interceptions.
Oh, we keep track of them. We just don't print them.
we laugh behind the scenes. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, that's good.
That's right. But coaches are real helpful. I mean, you know, we couldn't do what we do without. Not the way we do it. We couldn't do it the way that we do. And then people are helpful when it comes to lineup interviews with players and all that. And it's that time of year. That's my favorite thing I get to do all year, Tony, is that little tour of Nebraska where I go to the high schools and get to see these kids mano a mano, sit down with their coaches, that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. It's really a gratifying part of what I do.
There's been some great covers. The Burwell with the bull or steer.
That was indeed a longhorn steer.
Longhorn steer.
I'll bet I got asked a lot. Was that real? And I guarantee you that was a real deal, okay? I took that picture and I said, I don't know what else we're going to shoot this year, but it's not going to be on the cover. So,
do we know what the cover is?
We do. We do. And I don't think I'm going to give any world secret away when I tell you that the cover is going to be of Michael Schaaf. Of Cambridge, Nebraska. You know, Schaaf is a unique, you know, we've been talking about some unique situations. Well, here's the deal. You know, for a couple of years, he was playing at Sutton, where the football team was very bad. He got a chance to, when Daddy moved to Cambridge, take an administrative position there, he got a chance to go to one of the great high school football programs in the entire state, regardless of class. He immediately blew out both knees. And, didn't play until the very end of the season. So here we are with this magnificent athlete, sprinter speed, an easy 290 pounds, easy. That kid could weigh 330 tomorrow. It could happen. He's got a beautiful frame, great kid, great student, all those things that you want. And if you're a mom and dad, he's the kind of kid you'd want to have. But, you know, he hasn't played at the highest level very much. And it'll obviously everybody's going to come looking. Well, I take that back. That's the wrong way. Nobody's going to be looking for Michael Schaaf. Nobody's going to be looking Michael Schaaf up. But they will be, they'll give him all they got. I mean, he's definitely a marked man, but he's a really good kid. He's an outstanding athlete. And the college recruiters are lined up, five deep around the outfield fence waiting for this kid to make his decision.
Are the powers in the West, and we don't, the East is the East, and people here are interested in the kids in the listing area, and by West, I mean outside of Lincoln, this direction.
Sure.
Is it the Cambridge? Is it the McCook? Is it the, those two teams immediately come to mind as far as me.
I'll say this. McCook's going to be good. I think they're going to be a lot like last year. I think an 8-3, something like that, win a playoff game, maybe two. I think, that's got a real chance of happening. But I'm telling you what, one of the greatest games of the year is going to be when Cambridge and North Platte St. Pass plays. I tell you what, last year, and I said it lots of places, St. Cecilia was exceptionally fortunate to have gotten out of North Platte with a win last year. St. Pat's fumbled something like 8 times. They just couldn't finish a drive because they couldn't hold on to the ball. They've got this offensive line that weighed, 180 to 200 pounds. And they did just fine against those big bruisers from St. Cecilia. All those kids are back, except for their all-stater, Mickey Clinch, but they've got the rest of their line back. They've got a couple of real, they got a real nice backfield, Matthew Jensen at quarterback and Thatcher Vapp at running back and Andrew Vinton at fullback. On the other side of the ball, you got Cambridge there with Schaaf, who is, I can't wait to see the kid play. But, you know, there's, you know, there was a chance last year if he played it, he might not even been the best guy on his team. Because old Trevor Flesher is a kid I really like in the line. The night I saw him play against St. Pat's, he absolutely dominated. They could not block him from his defensive line position. And then Ethan Long's a 1,300-yard rusher. All those people are going to be on the same field. And for my money, Tony, I think C2 is shaping up to be the deepest field, I think, in the state this year. I think you've got four or five really good teams at the top.
Aurora's another team in the listing area?
Aurora's going to be good. Aurora's got another – it's going to be a different kind of team. I mean, we've been talking about Brockmeyer. There's no replacing Brockmeyer. Seth Snackenberg's going to step in at quarterback. And, you know, he's a real good athlete, and he's going to do a real good job. They've got a returning All-State center in Garrett Johns, who's been getting a lot of pub over the summer. He's another kid that we interviewed during the season. This Flores kid that is in the line is one of the overrated or underrated players for my money. He reminds me he'll wind up being a lot like Jamie Bergmark was. Jamie Bergmark was an outstanding high school football player who was in the same line with Andrew Rodriguez, and as a result, people tended to overlook him, which was they were missing out because he was a great player.
Big our two schools, Grand Island, Kearney High, both tremendous head coaches in Tomlin and Cool. How much improved? I assume improved from a year ago.
They'll be good.
Well, I don't know if Grand Island will be.
I tell you what, you know, you talk about Grand Island, though. There's a lot of talk about Grand Island out there amongst the coaches. And again, you know, one of the great mysteries, you'll find it in Class A and you won't find it in any other class, is kids that come out of nowhere, kids who were stuck behind somebody and get their chance, or kids that emerge from the junior varsity. I mean, most of these smaller schools, I mean, you know what you got by the time kid finishes his junior year. Well, not always in Class A. And Riker Fife is a really good quarterback. And
Monty's son.
Yeah,
Bertrand High.
Yeah, and the thing is though that he's not the best player on the team. I'm telling you, Sam Fultz is a stud. That guy can do anything you want on a football field, and you know, we're going to have our little player rating deal. And all I can tell you is we're going to take good care of Sam Fultz because I think he is one of the real difference makers in Class A.
Kearney High, they're going with a young quarterback, a junior McNick kid that's played all right as a sophomore. I think they're happy to have him back at the helm.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you're talking about one of those programs, and I've said it before, Brandon, I'm not saying anything I haven't said to your face or said to other people publicly. If I had to have a guy run my program, I could do a whole lot worse than Brandon Cool. He always does things right. His teams are always very well coached, and they maximize their talent. They don't necessarily have a ton of returning experience, but they're going to be real competitive, and they're going to be a playoff team. And they'll have a chance to advance.
Hey, we got to take our third break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. While we go to break, though, we got our Big Daddy's Deli three words of the week. Three words. We use three words. I'll pick one. Merritt will pick one. And let's have Bob pick one.
Bob's going to pick one.
Any word that comes to mind.
And then the guys have to use it in an email throughout the week in the show. And if they win, they get a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal.
Well, Merritt, it's pretty obvious the word is hungry.
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 I got told by Doug that my word is hot.
Hot and hungry.
Hot.
Now, you be careful, Tony. This could be an FCC violation in the making here.
Hot, hungry, and you know
Hot's
what?
Hot's only got one T, okay?
Yeah.
You're writing that down.
I'm going to go with performance.
Oh, God.
Because I'm thinking of Tyson Brockmeyer and what a performance that was the other night.
Okay, well, I'm assuming your broadcasting career will be over by Friday. Good luck with that.
Hot, hungry performance. Those are three words a week. We'll be back after this, wrap things up.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Go, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast free nights? No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Go. Like, no, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Animal Kingdom won the Derby, but Shackelford spoiled his Triple Crown bid in the Preakness Stakes 2 weeks later. On Saturday, June 11th, the duo square off once again in the 143rd Belmont Stakes. I'm Mike Penna. Join Jude Feld, Sean Clancy, and me Saturday, June 11th, as we broadcast live from Belmont Park to bring you all the action of the final leg of racing's Triple Crown. Will Animal Kingdom avenge his Preakness defeat, or can Shackelford make it two in a row?
The Belmont Stakes right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As sunny skies continue for our area today, we'll top off at about 97 for a high. South winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low of 67. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 84. Balling like a big shot.
Thing after lunch, I will remind you that Chicken Coop's waiting for you. They get great food. They got great drink specials every day and night of the week. You can sign up for their text specials. They text you every Monday morning. It's not like they over inundate your box like some people do with their text messages.
Sorry.
That's all right, man. We'll let you off the hook this week. $6. 11 to 4 every day. Beef and cheddar sandwich. Your choice of side item is $6. Chicken Coop. They do it every week. Got that little tidbit for you this morning. Here's how it works. Text 28444, enter PBA, Coop. It's that simple. Once a week, they send you their home-style special. That's how it works, folks. It's that simple. Kearney, Grand Island, conveniently located downtown. All the food's free. Just pick the right Keno numbers. Boom goes the dynamite. Chicken Coop is where it's at. Bob, we're wrapping up the show. We went through the whole hour and didn't mention Rafael Nadal. Congratulations. That's a super victory. That's the French Open.
I'm aware of that, but I'm trying to think quickly if there's something I'm less interested in. And I don't think there is. Actually, Tony, really.
Maybe the NBA.
Really. As long as LeBron could lose, I don't. That's my only NBA connection. I've had enough self-serving in my life without having to watch it on TV. So good for him. Good for him. And they're going to win. And, you know, Dallas doesn't have a clue how they won a game. I don't know how they won a game. But it'll be 4-1, and they'll be over, and then he'll be the greatest player ever, they say. So.
And then we'll be able to move on with our lives. Or
you know, I pretty much have, Tony. I only know that they played last night because my daughter texted me, so I can't say that I care much.
Merritt, we got a golf tournament going on.
Yeah, next weekend, the 18th and 19th, there will be a two-man, two-day extravaganza, and there will be a 10 a.m. shotgun start going on at the Broken Bow Country Club. We have a free twosome that we're going to give away sometime this week, so there will be more information as the shows go on. We'll let you know how you can possibly win that, but you better be talking to your friends. Make sure you pick your best golfer. If you almost get a hole-in-one on Metal Arc or something, you might want to pick that guy.
We do have a report. We do have a report on the second hole today. Our friend Douglas Dean Duda, we call him Triple D sometimes, was 1 foot center cut from actually a hole in one. That doesn't happen a whole lot to our own Doug Duda because
frankly, he's not good.
No, he's not good.
Well, this is back-to-back shows that we got to talk about Doug's golf game because Seth Blank did some investigative reporting and found out the Ord Open results. We talked about that on the show.
Probably was not pretty.
You know, but you talk about that Broken Bow tournament. I highly recommend that people do whatever they need to get that free entry into that golf tournament. That's a course that I played a lot. Worked at the Broken Bow paper for a few years back in the early years of my career. And, of course, growing up in Arnold and whatnot, it's a very nice course. If you're a big hitter like the Llama, on number two, it's a par four, if I remember correctly, you can kind of drive that. And that could set up for some excitement. I can't remember exactly the details. All I know is that Gene Snaringer owned that thing back in the day. Gene Snaringer, the pride of Callaway.
I just want, anytime I hear extravaganza, that means party to me. So I'm interested always. Like Loops, like Polish days, extravaganza. Wurstog and Eustace, extravaganza.
Tony, if I'd have said fuel filter, you would have said party. I mean,
that's an interesting point. By the way, people we know I was gone on Friday, went to the old fishing tournament, which we happened to win a year ago. And
how'd it go this year, Tony?
You know, it didn't go so well for us. And a couple of my buddies, Ben and Jason Syme, came in second place. I fished right beside them both days. And they apparently are way better fishermen than I. Certainly proved that this weekend. So congratulations to those guys. But we had a great time again. And you know, it just made it worthwhile. I was kind of bummed out this morning, and then I saw Plaxico got out of jail, so the world was, the stars align. When I see, and Plaxico Burr is one of those guys that really makes me smile.
Yeah.
What a wonderful individual.
I don't know, but Mom's got to be awfully proud. Is it possible, Tony, while you were fishing next to these guys that got second, you maybe lost feeling in your hands? Maybe there was a fish on there for 3 days you didn't know about.
That's a very good possibility.
I'm just saying,
there's a very good possibility. We had a great time. I had a great time today, Bob, with you. And, we're going to get closer this season. Doug's going to be gone several times. We look forward to having you back. Later this summer, obviously, we're going to break down every class individually. Get your players out there. Get your teams out there you expect to make some noise. Teams that maybe are going to be surprise teams. We'll get those from you, but people are fired up. And I think football practice starts a lot of places tomorrow.
It does if you can hide it from the NSAA, I know.
Yes, which isn't too difficult most of the time.
All I got to say about that.
Everybody does it. So, hey, I appreciate you sitting in. How's the newspaper business going?
We're still in it. And Mommy, if you're still listening, I hope I didn't say anything that drug our family name through the mud.
Well, I say things. Yes. Mommy, I'm sorry for all the things that I have drugged my family
through. That's how I signed my Christmas card. I'm sorry for everything, Mom. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Doug will be back tomorrow. We'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.